This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. What used to be called vocational education has had a not great reputation, really, as a dead-end track for struggling kids or for failing to keep up with the demands of a changing job market. But skills training is having a bit of a moment, actually, thanks to the presidential election. From the education desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
In a recent speech at a manufacturing plant in Michigan, Hillary Clinton got big applause for this line.
A four-year degree should not be the only path to a good job in America.
Clinton promised more support for alternatives like paid apprenticeships and union training for trades like welding, tool and die making, and coding. That afternoon,
I actually got a number of emails, which is the equivalent of a high five these days, of course, and some texts.
Jim Stone directs the National Research Center for Career and Technical Education, which works to improve skills training in high school and beyond. He says for a long time, skilled trades have been seen as somehow less valuable than white-collar jobs.
Raising that issue now puts it into the conversation at a much higher level. And even though President Obama and state governors and others have talked about this, this gets headlines.
But changing perceptions and better connecting training to available jobs will take more than headlines. Rachel Unruh is chief of staff at National Skills Coalition. The group advocates for more investment in so-called middle skills training for jobs like elevator repair, radiation therapy, and dental hygiene.
Right now, and in the next 10 years, the largest portion of jobs are going to be in that middle area, the jobs that require more than high school but less than a four-year degree.
But Unruh says you wouldn't know that from how the government spends our tax dollars. Even though jobs that require a four-year degree are a much smaller part of the labor market,
we invest considerably more resources in preparing people for those jobs.
Unruh says more than half of skilled jobs don't require a college degree, but only 20% of federal Pell Grant money supports training for those jobs. Meanwhile, research has shown that people who earn short-term certificates in fields like computer and information services or mechanical engineering can earn even more than people with bachelor's degrees. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.